Meta is reportedly planning a feature that could let someone look at you on the street through their glasses and instantly know where you live, who you're dating, and what you've been doing online. Over 70 organizations are trying to stop it before it launches, and by the end of this video, you're going to understand exactly what this technology does and why some of the biggest civil rights groups in the country are calling it a red line society must not cross. So let's talk about what this feature actually is. Inside Meta, it reportedly goes by the name NameTag. The idea is simple and honestly terrifying. You put on a pair of Meta's Ray-Ban or Oakley smart glasses, you look at a stranger, and the glasses use facial recognition to identify who they are. They would identify not just your name, but potentially your social media profiles, relationships, habits, and health information. Anything that's linked to your face and publicly available online. Now here's what makes this different from the facial recognition systems I've covered before. Police databases, airport scanners, security systems, those all happen in specific controlled environments. You kind of expect that a body camera might be watching you when speaking to a police officer. But glasses, you could be sitting across from someone at a coffee shop, talking to them at a protest, or going on a first date. And they could be silently identifying you the entire time, with zero sign of anything happening. That's the part that has civil liberties organizations absolutely freaking out right now. The coalition of over 70 organizations sent Meta a letter with one very clear message. Cancel this. Don't pause it. Don't redesign it. Cancel it entirely and publicly say you're going to do it. The groups that signed the letter are not all from the same world. You've got the ACLU and Electronic Frontier Foundation, two common groups when it comes to privacy fights. But you've also got GLAAD, domestic violence survivor groups, immigrant rights organizations, labor unions, and reproductive rights advocates. That's a huge range of different communities, and they're all saying the same thing. The ACLU's senior staff attorney said, "Your glasses should not know your name." He called the technology inherently invasive and unethical. The coalition's letter called it an unacceptable threat to privacy and liberty. And they weren't just writing a strongly worded letter and hoping for the best. They also demanded that Meta disclose whether its wearables have already been used in stalking, harassment, domestic violence, or sexual violence cases. That's a very specific ask, and it tells you that these groups aren't treating this as some far-off future risk. They believe the harm is happening now. Now, some companies, you might give the benefit of the doubt with something like this, but Meta does not have a good track record. In 2019, Meta, then called Facebook, paid $5 billion fine to the FTC over its privacy practices. They also paid out roughly $2 billion in biometric privacy settlements in Illinois and Texas alone. These are not minor slip-ups. This is a pattern. And here's the part that really stings. After all of that, Meta reportedly laid off more than 100 employees who were involved with privacy risk review and replaced much of that work with automated systems. So the company, with several examples of privacy-concerning behavior, is now running a smaller, more automated privacy team when trying to launch facial recognition glasses. But it gets even worse. Reporting surfaced an internal Meta memo that described the current political moment in the US as a good time to launch this feature. They said it's because civil society groups would be too distracted by other issues to push back hard. The coalition called the strategy vile behavior and said it amounted to exploiting rising authoritarianism. That's a serious accusation, and it's coming from groups that are very good at reading what companies are doing and why. Look, facial recognition has already sent innocent people to jail. We've covered those cases on this channel. Real people locked up because an algorithm got it wrong. And that was in a controlled police environment with some level of oversight, however flawed. What Meta is proposing is taking the same technology and putting in a pair of consumer glasses that anyone can buy. No oversight, no opt-out for the person being scanned, no warning that it's even happening. The coalition's letter says that the risks cannot be mitigated through mere product design alterations, opt-out options, or incremental protections. In other words, you can't put enough guardrails on this to make it safe. The problem is the idea itself. And if Meta launches this, other companies are likely to follow, because that's just how the industry works. Once one company normalizes something, everyone else starts asking why they shouldn't do it as well. The fight over NameTag right now is really a fight over what kind of world we want to live in. One where you can walk down the street without someone's glasses running your face through a database, or one where it's just normal. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.